We're joined now by Gavin Carberry. He's just zooming into the chat there, live from Carberry HQ.
That is exactly right, Manto.
It was a bold but fruitful, as it turned out, move for the Carberry family to centralize all their activities in a headquarters there in Times Square, New York.
It's the closest place to Broadway, so
Which, yeah, I mean, that's where. Which is in turn the closest place you could find to off Broadway, which is where your brother is currently doing, I think, some sort of musical, I think.
How many degrees of off-Broadway are there? Because I've heard off-Broadway. That's well known. But I've also heard off-Broadway. How deep does this rabbit hole go?
I mean, it's a good question because, like, I heard a professional wrestler you've never heard of called Ryan Nemeth was making his off-Broadway debut there last week for reasons you didn't understand why I know about that. But, like, the place where it was, it's like Stavros's Heroes Restaurant. It's like, okay, well, if that's off-Broadway and it's a Greek restaurant, then I mean,
Everywhere's off Broadway. Like
I
it's
mean,
like unless except for the places that are on Broadway.
yeah, it's just this awesome fall off after you get from Broadway, and then it didn't really even fucking matter. It's defining it by being just not the thing. Like, remember when we had our non-television debut of this podcast? Like,
I remember that. We're off TV.
off TV, and it's, a podcast as such. I mean, look, I'm not throwing shade at anyone for performing in a Greek re Actually, I am performing in a Greek restaurant. You promised me
Oi.
Italian or better. Quite a fall off. Yo, of course you were gone by then, but the from the bright lights of the caves to the basement of Ciao Roma. Where our sad little comedy career ended.
A lot more spaghetti related humor towards the tail end. What's the
and there was a lot more as we aged as well. Our penises less resembled uncooked spaghetti and more cooked spaghetti, because they were floppier and
I'm gonna
balls.
say, in both cases, see a doctor. Spaghetti is so long and so thin.
It's so long and so thin. I'm a Gavin Carberry. I work in the Italian restaurant where we have a kettle. Now we are black pot, but we call him black as well. You skinny weirdo. What are you talking about my penis? Your whole body is penis in this analogy.
The accent, man, is wild, veering all over the road.
Like a drunk, smelly Italian. Veering all over the goddamn on his bloody little scooter that they like to go around in and have my girlfriend think he's more attractive than me. Smelly, drunk, useless Italian, good for nothing, dick still work, bastard. But, like, hey, gotta let these things go,
Yeah, exactly.
them.
The best revenge is a life well lived.
Yeah.
The
Second best,
second best
though.
revenge is a pissed on Vespa.
You're gonna piss right on your and you can't protect it. There's no amount of protecting your vest, but I'm very interested to know what Jack Beryl wanted help with.
Yeah, me too.
I did suggest
Jack,
in
I've got
the
a
in
house
the
in Spain for you to build.
I know
But
if
this
I
is
if I
Dublin,
over
Jack.
I know they're handy enough to build, sure. They're giving them they're actually paid to take the houses, actually. I mean, I haven't researched that at all, but it would suit me if it were true. So for the sake of argument, I've nothing signed. Like, I suggested in the chat that it was help with his boner that he wanted, while
Well, he's
Jack was
come to
gone.
the right man.
Does Jack Beryl, surely a man of his means, no longer actually l lives next to Jack? Does he just rent that
No,
out now?
he rents that out. Yeah, he never lived in there, I don't think. He's that was that's it's the director's residence.
Yes.
It's for Mark Atkinson and sometimes Darren
And there'd be some, and I tell you, if you got the two of them in the director's residence, there'd be some fight over the last slice of pudding, huh?
Sinnott.
Oh,
I thought.
Well, I'm trying to think of, because I can only think of Lady Chatterley's Lover when it comes to books slash plays. Can't remember which it is that I haven't read. Why not broaden it? You know, why not say that sounds like a bit of a angels and demons situation? Because I haven't read that either.
Now, Lady Chatterley's Lover, I can understand. It's long, it's old, it's boring. Much like Lady Chatterley's Lover, I understand.
Yes, very
Angels
much
and
so.
Demons, though, that's a fucking thrill a minute. And the
I
chapters are so short, you feel so smart. There's
don't.
honestly like 500
The
words a chapter.
Are we talking about a Dan Brown book? We certainly are. Thing is, I read the Da Vinci Code, and like, yeah, it was all those things. And then I think I seen the film first. At that point, I saw I had the film of Angels and Demons, you know, and then it was like, I don't know. I mean, books, even a thrill a minute book.
Is
It's
a
not a mo
book.
it's a book. It's not a movie. I'd seen. I'm sorry. I don't think it's. I'd seen the movie. Like,
The thrill is the very idea that you could be maintaining focus long enough to read. Yeah. The content of the book is secondary.
I haven't read anything longer than a text message. And like, if there's not a few emojis in there, I'm fucking out, dog.
Fucking struggling.
I need my
Yeah.
text to be like a graphic novel, you
Yeah.
know?
Have you tried audiobooks in the form of text to speech from your WhatsApp?
There's a lot of audiobooks that aren't audiobooks out there on the internet, like free ones, where because it's not re you know, but they fool you because the AI voice has gotten really good. So you're like a chapter in before you realize that it's just an AI bot reading like pages from the Dearborn Independent. And if you don't know what that is, fair play to you.
I do not. Is it something I should Google on my work laptop?
I mean, probably not, unless you want to also be reading Protocols of the Elders of Zion or something. No,
Right, that sort of vibe.
the
Gotcha. I think
Dearborn
given where you work,
Independent. would be fine.
Yeah,
You're a big tech.
that's the small town newspaper that Henry Ford bought and turned it into just like What I Think About the Jews This Week by Henry Ford.
Did
It
it
turns
change much
out.
week to week?
I don't know if, well, I mean, yeah, because one, cause no, because a lot did, he evolved. He was a nuanced man. See, one week it's they controlled the banks. And then the next week, you know, he's straight into just world government. So it's not, it's not as much of a page turner so much as it is a page burner, if you know what I'm saying.
If you catch my drifty drew.
Catch my fucking. I've like I've read lots from the Dearborn, because the thing is, it's still good for the sport. It's still like if you want good baseball
The
reporting,
funny pages are just they can't be beat, you
it's all
know.
Dilbert now.
It's just all Dilbert. Garfield, you hate what? I thought you used to hate Mondays. What the fuck? He seems to love the fatherland instead of lasagna a lot more in these as well.
I will say, of all of the people who turned out to be like alt-right shitheads, the guy who created Dilbert has to be the funniest one. He's
Yeah.
like, no, nah, man, all these fucking woke lefties don't even listen to fucking Dilbert anymore.
All the messages were right there the whole
Dog.
time.
Like,
Dilbert was taken
it's
out of the
not left or right.
newspaper.
It's the fact that fucking Dilbert. Maybe there's a few good Dilberts out there.
Oh,
I
there's some great.
mean,
Oh, no. The problem is not the cartoon. The problem is how great the cartoon is in being silly, and then how serious the man thinks he can then be. There are a couple of banging Dilberts, which I still use as response to business requests.
yeah, a lot of the recent ones Jack has liked, actually.
Yeah, I don't actually, Rice. I actually refuse to work with that kind of person.
I wonder, like, are the recent Dilberts all like about DEI in the
They are
workplace?
Dilbert, education, and Israel. And Israel. They've gone full. Well, they haven't all. So, like, there's about 99% of them have gone full. We love Israel so much that we have now adopted all of the worst excesses of what we said was the left before, you know? So it's now no longer enough to simply not be anti-Semitic. Did you know that? You have to be anti-Semitic. And this is like Ben Shapiro saying this, who, when Ibram X. Kendi said the same thing about racism, he was like, listen, Ibram, right? You don't get to be in a safe space when I'm around.
Yeah.
But you see, what he really meant was...
What he really meant, me first.
Put me first. Yeah, it's all pretty bad. It's all pretty bad, but me first. As well.
I wouldn't want to change the old world order. That's not what I'm proposing. But no, me first.
But me, me at the head. I don't want to remove discrimination. Lord knows. I want to harness it in a way that puts, and I hate to be harp on this, me first. Because you remember when, I suppose Ben wouldn't be quoting him, but you know, there are many of them who would. You know, as Jesus himself said, when he was, it is easier for a man or a horse or a camel to pass through the eye of one of those. He wasn't one sure. He gave you a few options. It was a choose your own. Reader, beware, you choose the scare. Than it is for someone, something, something Hamas, I think is what he said.
Something, exactly. Yeah. It was a long time ago. No one can really remember. So it's, it is a real choose your own adventure in many ways. Yeah. That's how a lot of people are treating it.
I remember, I don't remember very much from my theology degree, but one of the things I do remember was we dedicated like a whole module to trying to find, and like obviously it's one of those ones where the lecturer was like, and I know you're not gonna find it, to find like any evidence whatsoever that when Jesus said it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to find the kingdom of heaven, did he meant anything other than what he said?
Yeah.
Like, what? Because what's the first thing you'll always hear? It's like, can you think of it? What did he really mean? Right.
Yeah.
You know, he meant, oh, well, there's actually a very famous gate in Damascus.
Yes, that, called the Eye of Gate.
Or a treacherous path.
And pass through that all the time. Billions of them.
In fact, it was said to be a measure of the camel's worth. the more he, I can't remember, but rich people, what I'm saying is, are definitely fine. They're fine. And like, what else did he do? Like, you know, turn the other cheek, non-violence, all that stuff. Just try to find anything that suggests he didn't mean, Jesus didn't say much.
Yeah, like,
the stuff he said was like money bad, non-violence, like to the point of self-sacrifice. And money bad again when he flipped over the tables of the moneylenders in the temple. And we're like, well, I think he said so many things. You know, he probably did mean violence bad, but except when I do it.
Except when right? I do it. Except my edit. People who I don't like.
Yeah, there's yet more space dust on this Bible here. I think we need to... You know, Sermon on the Mount. Ah, kind of didn't get through it. You know, the Gospels. They're such, you know, they're you're trying to find out what happens. Yeah. You're not trying to find out. Blessed are the what are the who? Inherit the what?
It also like really makes you think that, like, I'm going to my Bible study group. It's like, book's been around for 2,000 years, guys. Like, I get it. You love the fucking book. Like, don't get me wrong. Do you need to be reading it and studying it every single week? And then, and this kind of explains, yeah, they do, because there's a lot of gymnastics to be done. There's a lot of gymnastics to be done that we are, like, killing the planet and each other for that sweet green, you know?
Yeah, they're doing a much more ancient and, frankly, more confusing version of what all those Joycean people do.
Yeah.
So, yes.
At least Joyce had farts, you know?
Did he love a good fart? Well, I mean, an intellectual like himself is a let. You know, I can see the same thing in it, where like David Norris or someone is like, yes, upon first reading, of course, it seems like Joyce is talking out of his hole and concerning himself only with his next sniff of fart. But, and we've studied this a lot, so we would know, really, when you read between the lines, it's very good and not at all just about farts. That's not what we all do in these clothes when you're not looking. We don't all just fart at each other. Have they gone? Can we recommence the farting? The Times usually just shows up for a photo and then fucks off, and then we can all fart on each other once again. And I wasn't really expecting a long form podcast, so if you wouldn't mind stately plumping your way off somewhere else. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Not a lot of great David Norris impressions out there, and I have not added to the pantheon
No,
yet.
yeah, and that ain't one of them either.
I think you've done the more important work if you've got the content, even if it's not the character.
Yeah,
It's true.
because that's exactly what he says all the time.
He's constantly saying it. And
Word for
look,
word, perfect.
I've never listened to him speak at length and not thought, yeah, that guy sounds like, I'm not saying he loves farts, but he probably could, like, intellectually, if someone fart, he will, ah, yes. And he could figure out what was going on, like the terroir of the fart. And he could talk about it, you know. McDougal always struck me as someone who could do that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're two sides of the same fucking coin.
Yeah. I love McDougal.
Yeah,
I think he's the best. He's a sensible talking politician we all need. You know what I mean. Talk sense. Know what I'm saying? Common sense. Not all that common. You know what I mean? You can't see how much winking I'm doing, but you know what I mean. Finally, someone who talks. You're in a conversation with someone, and they start admiring someone that you're like, what? Oh, really? You like that? And then you like, oh, you like the music of Morrissey? Interesting. I hadn't you down for that sort of. What did Morrissey say?
Yeah,
Why?
what did he say?
Because like his, I still enjoy the music of the Smiths. And I don't like Morrissey going off on one enhances it actually, if anything, because he's just Morrissey being Morrissey. But it's like, but Dave, you don't
You don't
appreciate
like,
it.
It
Suddenly
is
start
what.
dressing androgynously and like wearing
Yeah,
nudist murder clothes.
it is what. Yeah, it's entertaining about the culture wars how the side that you choose can vary so wildly in terms of aesthetic. And you'll just like, I'm on a sports team. It's like, I really love the music of fucking Boy George because he said some anti-trans things there. You know, it's not
I've gotten really into Boy George.
It's like,
Most important artist of 20th century, silenced by woke left mob.
Darren Noon. Sorry, there's an example of
Mooninator. Like,
it's like nobody cared about Darren Noon before,
no one
and no
particularly
one cares
hated him.
now.
No one particularly. I mean, I guess he had a following, but like I'd heard of him because he showed up. I don't think on RTE or on like their website or something. So I saw him. I knew he existed. But like, yeah. But then I did start to realize he was a really important cultural voice, though.
In fairness, he's probably,
Basically,
if you were to ask
Carlin.
my, if you were to ask my parents to name someone on Instagram, they'd probably only be able to name him.
Whoa. That's the audience.
Is he from Mayo though? Is that
Yes.
a
I
Mayo
mean, I
thing?
like him. I think he's funny. It's just a
Yeah,
matter
well,
of particular
I don't
accent,
know about
like
his
yells
comedy,
at
but I
me.
really agree with everything he says though. I don't know about his, is he fun? Is he a comedian of some sort?
Not a public intellectual?
I don't,
No,
fucking
Professor
hell.
Garen Noon has dedicated his life to playing belting tunes and belting immigrants out of here.
Thing is, like, I don't think he's like he didn't. If anything, he was like annoyingly trying to both sides everything.
Oh
It
no,
was like
then
that's.
he came on and did some follow-up video, just like, in case people thought I was on both sides of this, I'm just like, some towns are shit. They've always been shit and they might be getting worse. Different issue. Immigrants are cool.
Yeah, because I often find it difficult to make two posts on Instagram. I mean, don't you? You know? Like if I wanted to, for example, say that Longford Town is a shithole and never hasn't been, right? Now, you might think I then wanted to make a point about immigration separate to that, right? That what I would
Just for
do
clear
is,
delineation of like, this is
yeah.
about this, this is about this.
But as you know, Instagram only allows you post one thing ever. So you actually have to, it's not
Put them
guaranteed
together, regardless of how you feel
almost.
and how it might be construed.
I know, you know, I know, like, I don't fucking care if a guy's
Yeah.
funny and hates immigrants. I mean, that's a bonus, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if he's funny, I don't care what he thinks about immigrants. I just, if as long as he hates immigrants, I don't care if he, wait,
Oh, damn, I keep bringing up the
keep bringing up the
immigrants
immigrants again. I see what he's getting at. It's hard, actually.
It's very hard to just like stop and then, you know.
I'm starting to think I should be a public intellectual because this is easy.
It's easy. You just say stuff. You just say stuff.
Say whatever. It's actually better if it's non-committal because people can put whatever they could say, like, oh, he's he I've been dog whistling this whole time, but to what end?
And to what end? I've been dog whistling out both sides, baby.
Fucking
On a
lot of
Rorschach
dogs.
test, whatever
Lot
you
of
do.
dogs assembling outside, though, is the main problem. I don't really know. There's a lot of good boys out the window, and I only got like one Boneyo in here, so I don't know what we're gonna do about it. So anyway, Garen Noon for president or to jail. I don't care. Kill
Yeah,
him. Kill him. Kill him, make him the king, whatever.
I'm
It's the same.
here.
Probably more chance of winning president than bloody Conor McGregor, I'd
I'd
say.
say probably.
I would
In all
say
likelihood.
probably.
Yeah. So yeah, Gavin, you were asking me before the podcast about my half marathon that I did. Remember when you were asking me about that?
I was, yeah. What?
Yeah.
What? You which half? The Dublin half?
No, I didn't do the Dublin half. No.
He
No.
did the racist
I did the racist half.
half.
I did the Garen Noon Memorial slash inauguration half marathon. Dude, I was like a little stiff afterwards, but I walked around the office all week like comically limping, hoping someone would ask me why, and no one did. So I haven't had any opportunity to talk. Oh, this? Yeah, well, it was the half marathon I did. Not one opportunity. So there you go.
What,
Matt, couldn't help but
you happy
notice you
with
look
your
very
time?
fresh, like you were doing some sort of exercise over the weekend. Did you run any sort of impressive distance and maybe an impressive time?
Yeah, I ran a marathon in 4 minutes.
Whoa,
that's
that's
actually
fucking fast. I don't
really,
really know marathons, but that sounds fast.
It's
really
yeah. Well,
fast.
here's the trick. You just get a really long airplane, and you run down it.
I actually think I could make a run on a normal sized airplane last 4 minutes if I really tried. I actually don't think I could make it go much less than 4 minutes, even if I really tried.
I've been trying to make things last 4 minutes for a long time, and I'm all we are up to three. We're nearly there. No, it was a fun time as well. But it was a much more underground kind of boutique half marathon than the Dublin half marathon. It was the Mullingar half marathon. So boutique was it that the winning time was a good 2.5 minutes slower than the winning time of the one that anyone wanted to do. So, and I bring up the winning time to suggest that I was anywhere close to it, but I wasn't. Now, most of you would be surprised that out of shape 36-year-old man didn't win an athletic contest against people who've been training for it their whole life. And I know some of you are saying 37, Manus, and yeah, okay, you caught me, 37. All right. But you, yeah, it was fun. You really get to see,
Mullingar.
you really get to see Mullingar and see the back of you. Get to drive all the way from Mullingar at the end, which is fucking a tonic. It's an absolute tonic. They love Joe Dolan down there. Like, it's not a gimmick. They're really into him. You
Yeah,
might be,
they're like
yeah.
super
there's
proud
a
of him.
statue of Joe Dolan there, isn't there?
There is a statue of Joe Dolan there, and like you'll notice it. You're pointing at it, and you're expecting the person to be like, yeah. Well, you know, well, he's from here, and they're like, yeah, it's about time. I mean, he'd been dead 15 minutes, and they hadn't put it up. I mean, it was a scandal. Several councillors resigned. You know.
It's actually a holding for a bigger one. We're hoping to
Yeah.
get a sort of like Christ the Redeemer thing going, like Joe the Redeemer.
At very least, the angel of the north or the angel of the Midlands, which the nature of things is such that you'll be able to see it from space. They carved it themselves from a bigger Joe Dolan. The worst of human behavior is on display in both Mullingar and races. So you put them you put them together and you just get just the worst people. Like, running's a very solitary sport at the best of times. And so people are just in their own, up their own ass, doing their own thing. Like, loads of people with multiple layers of clothing, because God forbid they'd be the wrong temperature at any point, and then just discarded, like, oh, my 2 kilometer jumper is off now, time for, and just it's gone. They've just littered it.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I can't prove they didn't backtrack around the course to fetch it again, but I can in fact prove it.
Because no one would do that.
No one would do that. And like, there's a little
it's
bit of
also
water.
Like, it's I'm gonna say it's exceptionally dumb. Just like, you're maybe a little bit cold before the start line, but you understand that you're gonna warm up. Like,
Yeah.
you understand that your permanent state isn't forever. Like, you
There was
just
guys literally shedding layers at 1.5 kilometers. It's like, bro, just be cold for a minute. Like, what the
Yeah.
fuck? And I would
Like,
put
do they
up
not
with
have friends that they could just give it to at the start line?
clearly not. Clearly someone who would do that doesn't have friends. Like, I wouldn't do it, and I barely have friends, and I'm perfect in every other way too. But look, what they have is, I would put up with it. To an extent, not put up with it, but like, you kind of whatever. If it was like I bet the elite guys probably do it, but if you're in with a chance of winning the thing, fine. If I can see you at all from where we're running,
Yeah, you
though,
don't get to do that.
and you did point out, Gavin, that no matter how like fat and out of shape you are, when you go to a race like that, someone will be fatter and out of shapier and faster than you as
Yeah,
well.
guaranteed. Just as the sun rises in the fucking east.
And I have a question for you, Gavin, though. You think the finish line approaches and I'm waddling up to it and someone jiggles past and defeats me at the end? You think that of me? No, I am the one who jiggles.
And you ran the whole thing in just tidy whities as well, didn't you?
Fucking right I did. I
Let
was
them
one.
know.
I've like, it's my one athletic skill is to be slightly more in shape than I look. So like,
Yeah.
yeah, I was the fattest guy in my, like, at the highest level of achievement in the whole thing. It was,
Manus,
I'm could.
you are the human equivalent of, it's more fun to drive a slow car fast than a fast car slow.
You
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah,
I can't prove it was the cause of, but there were a lot of people in my little running group at about halfway just stopped. Like, reasonably fit guys who just had to stop. And I have to think that they were just like, oh, I'm probably, my watch says I'm going too fast, but the fat guy's here, so I'm probably not going fast enough. So then they'd go a little bit, you know what
you're an optical illusion, Mattis, on
mean?
our race.
Absolute optical illusion. And it was, yeah. I could feel it was great. It was, and I tell you look really good when you take the shirt off at the end, because you're red and blotchy and cold and jiggly, and it's nice. It's pretty good. I felt pretty good about it.
Pretty good. Can we get a time check, Manus?
You curious?
I'm curious, and I'm sure I'll be impressed.
What is it? 1:32:21. I had to pretend that I
Whoa!
didn't know off the top of my head exactly how fast it was to the second.
Fuck!
Yeah.
That's fast. Gav, can you put that, as someone who doesn't and hates running, can you put that in context for me? Right, Eliud Kipchoge, the guy who ran a 2 hour marathon, way slower than him.
It's significantly slower than him, yeah.
Okay, and who's he
Really,
faster than?
yeah, like wouldn't even, yeah, wouldn't even, he wouldn't be troubled by that.
Okay.
Way faster than me, probably somewhere in between Eliud Kipchoge and me.
Okay, so that's
Like,
pretty
I would
good.
say almost halfway on the
Right,
foot,
halfway
like.
between.
That's brisk, I would
You
describe as
got the
brisk.
winner of the race did it in like 1:07. So like, I'm 23 minutes slower than the person who won it. So that's like,
One
that's
minute, 1 minute a kilometer almost,
yeah. So
like.
he like would have had it. He thoroughly had his feet up and his dinner eaten by the time I was. And like, you think when you first cross the line in the time like that, you think, oh, I've done quite well. And then like, I watched the people who were 20 minutes after me. And I'm like, oh, I'm that to the guy who won.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Yeah. But as a
So,
percentage, Like that's probably pretty good. That's probably like the equivalent of like a 12 or 13 second 100 meters, which is pretty fucking quick.
It's for the shape I was in, I was pretty pleased with it. Like it was like I would have expected to run that in a stone and a half's time, you know. But you could,
And how does that measure in weeks? The right
but
four.
the or a car accident where I lose a limb. I don't know. No, it's just pig ignorance. You can do a lot if you just decide that like you're not going to be caught by the people behind you. Like it's like, and you realize like I can puke and collapse afterwards. Like
That's always an option.
that's always a
I can puke
fucking
and collapse afterwards, and go about 30 minutes slower than that.
option. Well, I was at a multi-day hen party this weekend, and I did
Oh shit, a hen party.
it's 2025, guys.
No, I'm just surprised that you have any female friends.
There's one or two who I haven't had sex with, and therefore I still talk to.
That's cool. Yeah.
Would it please you to know that I think of the 16 people there were two straights, full stop.
It pleases me to know that we're a dying breed, yes.
Yeah,
And
certainly in where all the fun's happening.
Manus, if you watch one episode of Love Is Blind, you would pray for us to die quicker.
Oh God. Is that the Australian one where they like
That's
have like
Married at First Sight Australia. Choose your fucking poison with the hetero dating shows. They're all fucking chronic.
Like, I think this person has the single greatest personality I've ever met. They are 5 foot 7. Actually, nah, I'm gonna nope out of this one.
Yeah. What'd you do for the hen,
Oh
Jack?
dear. Tell us about it. What was
It
your time?
was. No. It took me 40, took me maybe 56 hours to get to Meath and back,
Oh yeah,
which if
it's the
we were
back
on
that gets
foot
you.
would have
It's
been
the
it was the hen party of Maeve O'Mahony. Therefore, night
A
one,
wild stallion has finally been tamed.
I know.
Truly.
We have some recent evidence to the contrary.
American style hen and stag party where you just fucking cheat on your partner for
Yeah.
48 hours straight.
Well, when like every single person at the hen is also in like an open relationship, it's like
Yeah.
you just want to live
Can
your
you get engaged to be in a polycule? Unclear, but
Unclear, unclear and unimportant.
these are the kind of questions you don't need to ask.
Yeah.
Look, night one, Lord of the Rings themed karaoke. Everyone picks a character, dresses up with that character, and performs a song as that character.
Performs a
That's pretty
song
good.
from Lord of the Rings.
No, it wasn't just everybody doing concerning hobbits a cappella 2 hours. Do 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 do.
Great.
Which
Love
was
the
great.
theme.
That's pretty
Yeah,
good.
great. And yeah, you get a bunch of retired theater queers together, and yeah, it turns out people put a real shift in to do a themed fancy dress karaoke event.
Theater queers fucking retire earlier than policemen. It's ridiculous. They're just
Well, they run out of money significantly
it's
faster.
just not a cheap it's not a cheap way of life, and it's not so
Yeah.
much a career as it is a burden.
Yeah, the P&L account on the theater lifestyle is pretty drastically in the red.
Yeah. It's tough even to keep up as a hobby in later life, you know. It's one of
Yeah, because it
those
turns
things.
out plays are bad.
They're bad. And if you're not really in it, if you're not in that whole thing,
If you're not in the play.
you quickly realize they're terrible.
See, here's the thing, guys. You're both wrong because, and you've pointed out the reason why plays are great. Like, if you want to go to the fucking cinema, see Star
Yeah.
Wars, you can't be in Star Wars. That's just not how it works. If you go to see Playboy of the Western World and you're belligerent enough and willing to get up on that stage, you can be in Playboy of the Western World.
You'd be
It's a
in it,
theater
that's for
full of
sure.
theater fans. Literally, who is going to stop you?
Yeah.
There'll be six think pieces
Yeah.
written about your actions and
And you will
no
suffer no
actions taken
consequences.
and no
Yeah.
consequence.
Well, I was doing guerrilla theater. I was doing guerrilla theater, so I just did it. It was a thing. It was dramaturg. I've said dramaturg. Now, can I please be in this? But it is true. If you are in loads of plays and go to plays and your life is theater, then all you see is plays. Then yeah, if you don't have anything to fucking compare it to, plays are class. For millennia, that's all they had, and they loved it. The Greeks fucking loved it. The Greeks loved go to a play in the evening, wake up in the morning, don your armor into a phalanx, war with the neighbors, fuck each other in the butt, come back, have a nice new another play about it in the evening.
Yeah,
That
that's
actually
great.
sounds like a
Example
pretty
of
good time.
that
Sounds
was the
good.
Saturday. That was the Saturday of the hen.
I'll tell you, you got you the matinee was a fucking bit of a write-off, but the Battle of Marathon, but on a Saturday afternoon, man, that was a rough one. So no swearing. Just kids. We had a wonderful time, all of us, at the crack we had the day we went to meet. That sounds fun, Jack. That sounds like you had a fun weekend.
Was very
Yeah.
good. It was very good. My lips are very dry. My mouth feels like the crater of the moon.
Mom, spaghetti.
My eyes are about an inch further back than they should be.
You were not on the dry, but you are now dry.
I have been thoroughly, I'm like beef jerky.
You are like Lot's wife, who turned around, gazed upon the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah, and turned into a pillar of salt. And
Yes, that's me. That
that's what
was the
you
Sunday
are.
of the hen.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jack's turned into a pillar of salt again. Lick
Lick
him.
him.
Get
We're getting
the tequila.
margaritas, bitch.
I'm starting to think these theater queers have not been reading their Bible properly.
Oh, they've been reading it backwards.
Oh, God damn it.
And then we built a town called Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and then Sodom and Gomorrah was class, so God did. I don't really remember, but something about it anyway. So let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, we haven't reviewed any beers, we haven't drank any, because this is not a podcast about that or you. So fuck off. Stop listening.
Stop asking.
As soon as we hit zero listeners on Spotify, we'll stop the podcast. But
Yeah.
you guys can't help but listen. You love this
Oh,
shit. You love listening to this
okay.
trash.
We only have
You
to,
like
like,
that.
for
You like it, don't
Spotify, we
you?
have to lose like two guys. So, like, if we're Spotify was only ever like if like 500, 600 at its peak. I don't God knows how many there could possibly be now. We do show up in a couple of day lists. So there's a couple of 3 second lists every 3 second listens every now and again before someone right, double taps right on their AirPod and is no longer listening to us. That's it. I have nothing else to say, and I know there's no point trying to conjure something though, because I know Gavin has a hard out at 7. We're almost
I
at
do.
7,
I am very
so
close to being locked out of this building. There's
really only leaves us one thing to cheers to. Big theater cheers to the theater queers, I guess.
theater. Yeah, theater. Cheers to the theater queers.
cheers and queers.
We
Oh,
love you, folks.
what a
We love
time.
you. We do.
Bye.
We're about as
Bye,
nice as we ever were to a group of people. Bye, homies.
babies. And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.